The lecture by Norman Finkelstein concluded a week-long program on demystifying the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Finkelstein gives recent history of the invasion of Gaza. He said the reaction to the democratic elections held in Gaza in 2006 is the ghost that won't be buried.
The United States, working alongside Israel and some elements among the Palestinian Authority, attempted a coup to overthrow the legally elected government, namely the Hamas government. In the United States, that's called democracy promotion. The government, the Hamas government, reacted by sending the Palestinian elements packing, and then the United States and Israel tightened the blockade of Gaza, a blockade which Amnesty International now called a flagrant violation of international law.
Finkelstein quotes Mary Robinson, the former High Commissioner for Human Rights, who went to Gaza after the invasion.
Gaza's whole civilization has been destroyed. I'm not exaggerating. Its whole civilization has been destroyed.
Finkelstein considers Sarah Roy the world's leading authority on the Gaza economy. Roy has described the invasion as the breakdown of an entire society. Finkelstein concedes that given the option to fight or die, Hamas reacted.
In the midst of the Israeli invasion, the leader of Hamas, Khaled Meshaal, wrote, "Our modest homemade rockets are our cry of protest to the world." And in fact, what were those rockets, those rocket attacks, if not an SOS to the world, an indifferent world? A world was just watching, as Sarah Roy said, while Gaza was being destroyed. It was a message to the world. SOS, we're dying. SOS, we're dying. It's easy enough to condemn Hamas for the rocket attacks, but then it seems to me you have to show what other option they had.
It was not a war, Finkelstein says. There was no battle. It was a massacre. He adds that according to Israeli soldiers, there was no engagement.
There was no war. Hamas sat in its bunkers and came out when it was all over. So what did happen in Gaza? On a military plane, at a military level, it's fairly clear what happened. Israel began the attack the first week with an air assault on Gaza. There were 3,000 combat missions flown over Gaza in the course of the 22 days. Every plane came back. None was downed. None was even damaged, which is none too surprising, because the Palestinians had no anti-aircraft defenses to speak of.
Finkelstein says a collection of testimonies by Israeli soldiers can be found on the internet by searching for Breaking the Silence.
Because Israel was using this insane amount of firepower against a non-existent enemy. So what did happen in Gaza? Actually, some of the soldiers came up with the best metaphors, or I should say, the most illustrative metaphors. One soldier said, "It felt like hunting season had begun. Sometimes it reminded me of a PlayStation computer game." Another soldier said, "You felt like a child playing around with a magnifying glass burning ants."
Justice Richard Goldstone headed a UN fact-finding mission that found strong evidence of war crimes and crimes against humanity committed during the Gaza conflict. Finkelstein gives credence to the Goldstone report.
The day after the invasion was over, Foreign Minister Livni, she went on Israel's Channel 10 News, and she said, "Israel demonstrated real hooliganism during the course of the recent operation," which is what I demanded. Real hooliganism, which is what I demanded. And then a strange thing happened. Ms. Livni, she was going to the United Kingdom, and when she got to the United Kingdom, she was issued with papers for her arrest for committing war crimes. And Ms. Livni was shocked. She was completely bewildered. She couldn't understand what was happening. She apparently thought that real hooliganism was protected by the Geneva Conventions. A former Israeli defense official, he said after the attack, "With an armada of fighter planes attacking Gaza, Israel decided to play the role of a mad dog for the sake of future deterrence." A former senior Israeli security official said that Israel had regained its deterrence capacity because it has shown Hamas, Iran, and the region that it could be as lunatic as any of them. Lunatic? Mad dog, real hooliganism, wild, immense suffering. What else was the Goldstone Report supposed to conclude?
Roderick Colbert is advisor for Amnesty International at USF.
Professor Finkelstein had actually mentioned Amnesty International quite a few times, so you know I was interested in seeing you know what perspective he would provide. Particularly from a human rights point of view, because that's what Amnesty International tries to do when it works on the issue of Israel, the occupied territories under the Palestinian Authority, is to focus specifically on human rights abuses.
And in your estimation, has he gotten it right?
Absolutely. You know, he mentioned, I think, Amnesty International at least a good four or five times. Some reports that Amnesty International had generated, and Amnesty International's reflection on the Goldstone report Goldstone report and how the Amnesty and how the international community should respect the report on this issue.
Linda Moreno is a civil rights attorney and represented former U.S. Professor Samuel Arian when he was acquitted of most charges in 2005 trial in Tampa.
I wanted to add my comments and my voice to those who have supported and were encouraged by Professor Finkelstein's speech tonight. He brings a breath of fresh air, honesty, and accuracy to the debate about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Bob Kunst and one other person protested the Finkelstein lecture on the edge of the USF campus. Kunst said he did not want to attend the lecture.
Why would I hear all that garbage? Another Holocaust denier? Up his. What is he here to do? He's exploiting the 6 million to 7 million Jewish dead and then say it doesn't happen?
Norman Finkelstein received his doctorate in 1988 from Princeton and taught political theory and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in several universities. Finkelstein is author of 5 books and is currently an independent scholar. For WMNF News, this is Doris Norito reporting from Tampa.